From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with David Commande from the Heartland Festival Orchestra. They're presenting their New Year's concert, Vienna to Broadway, tomorrow night at Five Points, Washington. Good to see you again, David.
Great to see you.
And David, this is a concert that combines two musical styles, Viennese waltzes and then Broadway hits. What do you think is the common element that links these styles together so that they sit next to each other nicely in a concert?
Well, the Viennese tradition, if you look at it from only one side, you think only of waltzes and polkas and so forth, Johann Strauss, father, son, and brother, and so forth. On the other hand, though, all of those dance forms were also included in light opera and operetta of the time. And so if you're really thinking about what that time of music, the time in the world was, entertaining music was part of this theatrical milieu. And so the modern-day descendant of the light opera and the operetta is the American musical, certainly here in this country. So we started out, the first time we did a New Year's greeting concert with the Heartland Festival Orchestra, it was pretty much entirely the music of Vienna, which is what you're likely to see when you see the New Year's concert in Vienna. And after that experience, I mean, I've literally played in the orchestra in concerts like that and played in the state opera, came to love this music. So for me, that's wonderful. That's plenty. But then I came to feel that, how do we bring this to the present and recognize this connection from the past to our very real, very popular presence? So, for example, in that day, I mean, the waltz and dancing and light opera, that was our modern, the ancient equivalent of our modern popular music. It was all over the place. Well, American musicals now are it's tough to get a ticket. So it's equivalent, but it has this American twist. So I take that music as an introduction and then go through the time a little bit. Then there are some transitional figures here in the United States, and we come into the present day. So we'll open with some Strauss. This time we've got actually an operetta work, light opera, the Overture to the Light Cavalry, which everybody understands. That's kind of, wasn't it, Rin Tin Tin music, Lone Ranger music? Followed by one of the great waltzes of Josef Strauss, Dorf Schwalben aus Österreich, which is Village Swallows of Austria. And it opens with, and it has, you know, swallow sounds, but it has very traditional Viennese and Austrian sounding music. And that sets the stage. We do a little bit of Lehar from Merry Widow, and then we're off and running, starting to move forward in time with a little bit of Irving Berlin, I Want to Go Back to Michigan, and then we got a little bit of Gershwin in I've Got Rhythm. And then, and of course, we should mention who our guests are. We have two wonderful singing actors, Doug LeBrecq, who was here last year's New Year's greeting, and Doug is a tenor baritone. Incredible instincts as a performer and a gorgeous voice. So Doug is returning, and Lisa Roman, superb voice, amazing actress. She starred as both Fantine and Cosette, on different occasions, obviously, in Les Mis. So they're going to be here singing these tunes that call for the voice. So we're turning to Gershwin. They're going to sing a duet on I Got Rhythm, and then we're doing a number by Gershwin, and the title of the song, which appeared in An American in Paris, is by Strauss. And in the song, the singer is complaining about the American music, saying, oh, give me, you know, I take no quarter with Kern and Cole Porter. I want to hear Papa from Strauss. So take the ha-cha-cha heraus, you know, give me Papa by Strauss. And, oh, and that Gershwin keeps pounding on tin. So the lyrics are very funny and satirical. So that's a picture of our first half, which is a little bit of a step forward in time. And then our second act, we're really very much in the 20th and 21st century. We have some great classics. We're going to visit My Fair Lady, one of the bestest, isn't it? Wonderful. The tunes and the lyrics So we have Lerner and Lowe. We have a little more Irving Berlin. We have a little bit of Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better. We're visiting Cole Porter. And then also there's a little brief tribute to Marvin Hamlisch, whom we were so sad that passed away last year. So we have a little bit of Chorus Line in there. And then we're going to revisit a couple of numbers from Phantom. So you see, overall, we're back then to now.
You mentioned Doug Lubreck. I was fortunate to hear him last year with your concert. He's got a very good, strong Broadway voice. What are some of the songs he'll be singing? And talk a little bit about your friendship with him.
Well, I got to know Doug conducting concerts that were akin to this, but strictly Broadway. There's a series of concerts called Bravo Broadway. And when I was with New Jersey Symphony Orchestra, I did some of those Pops concerts. And so that was the first time we met. And typically there'd be one man and two women, or two men and one woman, so more or less a trio, and then mixing it up like this. Doug and I got to know each other. And then we performed together around the country, and also one of our trips took us to Israel. So I've known him, and I've been amazed at the quality of his voice and his versatility. He can go high, he can go low, he can be dramatic, he can be prayerful. He's an amazing guy.
And what are some of his numbers?
Oh, well, I want to go back to Mission is one of the funny ones. And we're going to revisit Begin the Begin, because that was such a hit. And he's singing in some of the duets. And Almost Like Being in Love is another great tune that we're visiting. And we've got a number that Lisa will sing, one of my favorites, Till There Was You. Now that's a classic, and it's one that's, I don't know, for so many people, that song takes on a personal meaning, you know, because of the way that lyric works.
You had mentioned Lisa Vrooman, the other soloist in the concert. You're bringing her to perform with you for the first time, so how did you find out about her?
Well, she has performed with Doug in some of these performances, and so they collaborate elsewhere, and I was aware of her. In fact, I've been looking forward to one of the years when she might be available, because she hasn't been able to join us in the past couple of years.
This New Year's concert has become a real staple in the orchestra's season over the last several years. Has it become a hit with the audience, or what is it about this concert that you keep coming back to the concept?
Well, I love starting the year this way, and our audience does too. It's one of our most popular concerts. In fact, it's already been getting hard to, the seats are going. So let me encourage anybody who likes the sound of this concert to go right ahead and contact, either go to Five Points Washington or the website of the orchestra, heartlandfestival.org. The whole point is that it's pleasurable, imaginative music. It's so fun to start the year out in this positive way. And it's the same feeling. I mean, the New Year's concert really is about pleasure music, and this one's a hit.
And I read that you have a selected charity, which is another one of your traditions, that it's the Greater Peoria Honor Flight. I've been reading a lot about them in this past year. Talk about why you chose the selected charity.
Well, Honor Flight is something very special. We understand that our returned heroes from the Second World War are the natural thing is they're getting old like all the rest of us, older like the rest of us. And this is an opportunity. Many of them don't have an easy time getting over to Washington, D.C. to see the kind of honor in which they're held and the monuments that have been built in their honor. And I think it was a marvelous idea to help them both physically and in some cases financially to get over there. And so it's a worthy cause, and we're happy to bring it to people's attention, because I think it's a great thing that they're doing.
This is also the first concert that the orchestra has given since the tornado back in November, and I understand you're also trying to tie that in to what you're doing.
Well, in fact, we're encouraging our concert goers to purchase gift cards from the kinds of stores which sell items that typically are needed to rebuild a household. If you think about what the unfortunate victims of the tornado have been through, of course, initially it's about survival and water and food and a certain number of clothes and so forth. But then after a while, whether it's in a rental or if it's rebuilding a home, it's necessary to start rebuilding the household, not just the house. And so we're encouraging folks to purchase gift cards at the kind of places. I won't list any specific stores because we're not advocating specific stores, but the kind of places where things like frying pans or who knows, dishes or silverware or whatever it may be, if it's versatile, it'll be useful. And they don't need to be big gift cards, but we're then going to hand them over to representatives from the Washington Rotary, which is overseeing the distribution of these cards. And it's just another opportunity to remind folks that our neighbors and friends are still at that very tough stage. It's still not easy to rebuild a life and a household. So we're hoping we'll be able to present these on behalf of our listeners.
We've been talking with the Heartland Festival Orchestra's David Commande. Their concert, Vienna to Broadway, is tomorrow night at 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. David, thank you for being with us.
Great to be here.
And Nathan, local singer and songwriter Barry Cloyd is teaming up with a younger generation of musicians for a Roots of Folk celebration at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night at the GAR Hall. Barry and his friends promise to weave together a mix of classic and cutting-edge music, certain to entertain all folk enthusiasts.
And finally, Suzette, the First Federated Church is presenting a concert with the Millikan Choir Monday night at 7 o'clock. That same night, Bradley University presents a concert of Haitian music. That concert begins at 7:30 p.m. at the Dingledine Music Center.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.